They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. If you're looking for last-minute gift ideas, stocking stuffers, or even a gift you can send someone via email, check out my website, badmoodgoodmood.com. Bad Mood Good Mood is a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings in the life of a private investigator and radio personality. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? There's hardback versions for $15 and audio and e-versions for just $10. Check out my book of 50 short and hilarious stories online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
You're invited to join the party all season for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesday at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, and register to win a pair of tickets. Cheer on the Blues while enjoying awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler appetizers, and more. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Get more information on the party and find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. This is the credit card company's favorite time of the year. You're already carrying the balances from a long summer, and here comes Black Friday and then the holidays. And now they got you. You're going to spend the next 9 months trying to make minimum payments just to keep up. Home values are skyrocketing, and you're building equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Let's get those credit cards paid off before the new year with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay, well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke, now featuring the Hamptons.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Time to check in with the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for John Landoff. Amanda, say hello to Mr. Landoff.
Hello, Mr. Landoff.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic.
You want to hear something?
Did your father shower you with gifts for Christmas?
We don't do that. We didn't do gifts. No gifts. I'm serious.
How can you not do gifts?
Well, because we don't need anything, and it was one of the greatest Christmases, wasn't it, Amanda, that we've ever had? Wasn't it, Amanda? It was a fantastic Christmas.
It was a wonderful
and we
Christmas.
Had a deal. No gifts.
You would not have liked, like, maybe another pair of shoes?
No. I don't need anything. All the gifts were for my grandson and for my mother-in-law.
A gift card for Alta.
Jacket or something, a nice sweater.
No.
Just our love.
Oh, my goodness. Just our love. What did you ask?
I have something for you.
What do you have?
When it's Christmas time, there's only one place. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The kind of rhymes.
No, that doesn't rhyme. Hold on. Plate and Chevrolet don't rhyme.
It's a great day at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
I see that rhymes. Yay and lay. It's not a good rhyme.
It would rhyme if his name was Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Yes, it would. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Yeah. Would you like, now, so that we don't get into, oh, Amanda, what kind of car do you drive? I just want to set that stage. She has a company car, sadly.
I'm not going to ask.
Okay.
But you know what my fiance drives?
Yes. A?
What does your
Chevy Malibu.
Yes. But it's not from Johnny
Lando. Well, I didn't meet him when he had this before, but since I saw him driving it, I said, okay, I can be with you.
That was it? I can be with you because you drive it? Boy, you are awfully easy. I don't know if I can be with you. What kind of car do you drive?
Did you just call your daughter easy on live radio?
I did, because I think that sounded bad that she said, when I found out what kind of car you drive, okay, then I can be with you. What the heck? But
everyone has mind like you.
But here, in his defense, he did buy it's a Chevy. He was not part of this family, still isn't officially, but close enough.
That's
so
right.
He gets a pass. But let's say you get married, which it looks like you will, and he goes off and buys another Chevy that's not from Landoff. What happens?
We break up.
Oh man,
those are some tough terms.
Wow.
That's the way you have to. That's what you have to do. Though.
She's back on the market for the next Malibu owner.
I've got a great idea. That's if Frank would ever let me talk. See, if I was able to talk during my spot, I'd maybe be able to get, you know, across what I'd love to say to you.
Well, I'm handing it over to you now. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Is it all right if I talk?
It's all yours.
Hi, Amanda. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for asking. Just great. Beautiful day. We're busy. I think you and I should do the rest of the segment.
Okay, we can do that. Have you been hunting lately?
Turn the mic around.
Oh, like, see, he's got to interrupt
turn
you.
There.
All more, right.
At an angle. There you go.
I'm done hunting.
You're done hunting?
No, the birds have left. It was a great first 30 days to the season, and then, you know, about a week or so into, after the 10th, I think, of December, they were gone. So you know what we're doing? We're going to concentrate on car sales. Concentrate on taking care of customers. Great idea. What's your fiancé's name?
Dan.
Good name.
So Dan.
He would like a Chevy Tahoe.
Ooh.
Dan, here's what I want to do for you. I'm going to get Johnny Londoff, the owner of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and probably one of his sons. Yeah, how about John Londoff III, right? And they're going to work a deal that you will not believe. It will be so unbelievable. It's employee pricing for everybody. So I want to say that that's $11,000 or $12,000 off of MSRP, maybe even more.
Ooh.
Okay. And a high trade-in value for that Malibu of his, because I think we've already sold 9 pre-owned vehicles. We call them pre-owned. They're used cars. It's a used car department. But they're just, we've been very busy today, and some great AM and the PM customers. And, Frank, did you get the text I sent you from a listener that sent Mary Ryan? Sent Mary Ryan.
I did.
And so she told me that she hasn't been able to wear makeup now for over a week because she's crying so much.
Now, for those who don't know, Mary is John's receptionist of how many years?
Almost 18 years, 17 and a half.
Now, Friday's her last day. We're not here Friday, so we're going to call Mary tomorrow, and I hope she'll be available and not being pulled in every direction by people. Oh, come here, Mary. We got a gift for you. Come up here, Mary. So I hope we can catch her while we're on. Give her a little heads up between 3 and 6, probably tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to give Mary a call. And for, sadly, one of the last times, people will get to hear how Mary answers the phone. Hey, Johnny. Sorry. Sorry.
I know. Don't. Stop right now. I can't talk about it. Seriously, I'll be serious. I will, obviously, we're going to have a big get together on the showroom floor. We're going to have, I don't know, 50 Peroni's pizza. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I want Peroni's pizza for my going away party. Are you kidding me? By the way, we already had some today just to do some taste testing because we want to make sure that they're still delicious.
We have to do you have to do a trial run.
Oh my God, that pizza is just, it's so good. But hey, to Kevin K, and your card, your personalized card. I mean, it made a little tearful moment for Mary and I. But you talk about that's just what Mary does, and she goes, "I don't get it." I said, "Well, Mary, you're just one of the absolute nicest human beings that I've ever, you know, been able to call a friend, more or less a teammate." And, you know, Discovery, unbelievable. And I told her, I said, it was a sign. I'm not that smart. Someone sent me a sign from above saying, try to hire this lady to be your first. This first reception is opened up in 1960. And I finally just built a receptionist area, and I had her in mind. And
So let me ask you a question. You knew her retirement day was this coming Friday. So have you hired somebody else to be the new receptionist?
Yes.
And how did that process work?
We were at an auction November the 3rd. I know it was the opening day of duck season, and it was the Sacred Heart Catholic Church. It was their big dinner auction, and they raised over $135,000. One of the greatest people on earth, Monsignor Mark Orlick, went to Mass. Mimi and I did on Monday, 4 o'clock Mass. Got to hang and spend time with the awesome Bennett family, the owners of Hendel's Restaurant, Christina and Nate.
Free lunch.
I don't need free lunch. That place is so unbelievable. I tell you what. I met this lady. I'm walking in, Mimi and I, and the Londoff group, and Peggy goes, I bought a car from you. I just want to thank you for the support that you give to our school and our parish. And if you would have an opening for a part-time job.
Timing is everything.
I said, perfect. She goes, you can't. No, I said, perfect. No, we're done. Here's my number. Here's my business card. Come on up. Interview with our business manager, Sally Keneally, and she starts, Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights, and Saturdays.
Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
Well, I'll tell you what now. Natalie Healy who's been part-time for 2 years. She goes full-time. It's going to be tough shoes to fill. Just like my dad's 80th retirement party, I said, you know what, when I was a little boy, when I was 4 and 5, I tried your shoes on, and I couldn't fit in them then, and I'd fall over. I said, I'll never try to fill your shoes because of such a great guy you are. I'm going to try to do my very best. But, there's only one Johnny Londoff Sr., there's only one Mary, and her nickname, since I think 5 or 6 years of age, her brother was Mimi. So she is another Mimi, very special Mimi in my life. And she's not moving to another country. She'll still be around. She's still going to come and visit. And I'm sure we'll be inviting her to some great lunches at Hendel's and another great restaurant of ours, Cagino's in Florissant. So, there you go, buddy. I'm plugging the great restaurants. Where was I Saturday night? Amanda asked me where I had dinner Saturday night.
Where'd you have dinner?
You've got Saturday night. No, do it. Edit that. That makes my daughter sound stupid. Edit that out.
Radio edit.
Where'd you have dinner
Saturday? Oh, Mr. Londoff, where did you have dinner Saturday night?
No, Amanda, I am so glad you asked that question, because that's just a question that other people would probably not ask, like your dad. But Annie Guns.
Man, answering the phone is a lost art. And here's the thing. One, because a lot of companies do that. For sales, press 3. For them, press 4. If you know you're part of the extension, dial it now. Blah, 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 blah. And when they do have somebody answer, and I this morning I had to call a doctor's office, and I got a different lady on the phone. And before we were finished, I said, let me tell you something. Do you have any idea how rare the skill that you have is? She says, what do you mean? And I said, you're wonderful on the phone. 9 out of 10 people that I get on the phone when I call a company or support or help are morons. They don't know how to talk to you. They're rude, in a bad mood. They don't care. Yeah, just a minute. They transfer you. What happened to Mary gets it. Good morning. Hi, John Lando Chevrolet. How can I help you? It's a lost art. I'm telling you, it's a lost art. And good luck to, what's her name, Peggy?
So Peggy will be coming in part time, and Natalie.
Natalie is the new voice. Well, we wish her good luck too. And maybe we'll call her next week and give her a send off as she comes on board, as we did Mary as she left.
A service department, award winning service department, that normally has to book appointments out for a week plus. It's a slow down a little bit. So anyone that needs a great anything fixed or repaired on their Chevrolet, any GM product, our 26 technicians are certified to work on any GM product. There was a big Very sad, but very big Buick GMC dealership.
I mentioned it earlier. Gateway Buick GMC went out of business, and I invited their customers earlier today when we came on the air who feel lost and where do I go? Here's where you go. Johnny Londoff, it's a GM product. Anything that vehicle needs, you guys can do, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Frank.
All right.
Oh, seriously, it really is. And thank you very much. Amanda, what about one more song before we sign off?
What would you like?
Well, we're going to do another one. But
how about the dinosaur jingle?
Oh, do you know, see the U.S.? I'll tell you what, play it, Limey, and then she has, this is kind of ear she has. This is what an ear. She'll hear it, and then she'll sing it and nail it. Play. Here, listen, Amanda, listen. No, that's not
your bad. Oh, that was the wrong one.
You could sing that, though.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Limey, you must feel like a complete moron.
I feel like an idiot. What a
brilliant. Okay, play it.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
That's enough right there. Okay.
America's asking
you to call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
Just exactly like that is so. Exactly. Wow. I have chills.
I love it. Well, listen, have a great rest of the show. AM and the PM crowd will be here late tonight. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Every car, every truck, new, used. SUVs also are priced very aggressively online, and Londoff.com, that's the spot to get things started. And again, thank you all very much. I hope everyone, all the great AM of the PM crowd had a great Christmas. What an unbelievable having a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because of course we were closed on Christmas Eve, and I've had so many of my teammates here at Londoff Chevrolet say, man, thanks, what a great 3-day weekend we had. And now it's time to get to work and make some deals, make transportation dreams come true.
All right, John. We'll send them your way. Thank you.
Frank.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Now, what I thought we could do is the Burke segment right here. And then, Amanda, what was the song we're going to do next? You were going to do. We had three of them. One was Country Roads, John Denver. Not a Christmas song.
Somebody to Love.
Oh, another Queen song.
And we're Deanne and I are going to do.
Deanne. Jackson. Who's Deanne?
Deanne.
Deanne.
Yeah. That's me.
We're going to do Jackson.
Yeah.
See, then that'd be all country music. Let's just see if there's any Burke segment material here. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. It's all yours.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I got my first bit of hate mail on Friday.
Nice.
Whoa.
You made it.
Yeah.
All right.
You're there, buddy.
Thank you. I was really quite proud of it. I'm not going to name names or anything, but it was short and
or
sweet.
Anything. You can name the first name.
Okay. I believe his name was Jim, and he was short, sweet, and he just, in capital block letters, he just said, "You suck."
Like a person who's brief and to the point.
You know, I gotta love it. So, Jim, thank you for giving me that milestone, buddy.
I really appreciate it. You're officially one of us.
I'm now official.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
My new Christmas tradition is eating steak for breakfast and steak for dinner, and I recommend it to everybody.
Did you tell me before we started on today, you got something for, what'd you get for Christmas? I thought you were, maybe it wasn't you.
No, I just got a bunch of cash for Christmas. I loved it.
Okay.
Great Christmas.
Did you,
any, what?
I forgot what I was going to say. It just, like, left me.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Did you have eggs with your,
yeah, I did.
Breakfast steak?
I had steak and eggs for breakfast. Wow. It was delicious.
Well, that is a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man.
Anybody else? Burke segment.
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody. Tim.
You, Frank.
You're welcome.
Actually, eggs are part of my story as well. There's a sad story with a funny ending. My dad, as you know, passed away September 26th.
So this is sort of a bad mood, good mood.
Yeah, that's a bad mood.
Yeah, I worked that book.
So, thank you. And so his sister, my aunt, died Christmas Eve. And she was...
Two days ago?
Yeah, she was a listener of this show. She lived over in Belleville.
Wow.
And my aunt Pat was 73, and she passed away. Pat Ledlove over in Fairview Heights, and I told her daughters, my cousins, I'd give a shout-out and tell a quick version of the story that I had them both in tears laughing with yesterday. when I was 12 years old, my dad raised some chickens out in St. Charles. He had like a chicken coop, and we had a big family reunion. He asked me to go out and get some fresh eggs for the potato salad, which my Aunt Pat, who died 2 days ago,
did you run
was
out there
making.
And choke any of the chickens?
Just
Dan, listen to me. My daughter is here choking the chicken.
Earmuffs.
Chicken.
Chick. Edit me out. Just edit.
Radio edit.
Choking a chicken is a sexual reference.
It is? Oh.
Amanda, have you heard of that? Choking the chicken?
No comment.
Here Tim's aunt passed away. And he's telling a poignant story. And you jump in. Did you choke the chicken? My goodness. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
We're having a family reunion in St. Charles, and I was about 12 years old, and my dad asked me to go out and get some fresh eggs for the potato salad for this big family annual event we had, and Pat was making the potato salad. I went out there, and he had doors on the back of the hen house, and I opened up the doors, you know, where you would normally grab the eggs that are left there in the nest, and I couldn't find any. And on one of the doors I opened, there was a hen that was sitting there, and I could tell there was an egg sticking out of her bottom, and so I kind of poked her with a stick, and she started pecking at me with that stick. Boy, and she fought, and I was poking, because it was the only eggs left. So finally, I hit that hen hard enough that I finally stabbed her, and she squawked, and she flew off. And I grabbed about 10 eggs that she was sitting on and took them inside, gave them to my Aunt Pat, and she hard-boiled them. And we're all standing there in the kitchen, and so she hard-boils them, and they're done, and she rinses them under the cold water, and she cracks the first one, and feathers go flying everywhere.
Whoa.
Those eggs were about to hatch.
You murdered a bunch of this hen's children.
Yeah.
You are a rude, terrible person.
I know. But I have three sisters. They're all younger. She was my dad's older sister, and she was one of these women that, you know, she was about 5'9"
I have a visual of your family eating potato salad and spitting out feathers.
Yeah, my dad had to go to the store and get eggs because that was the only option, or no eggs in the potato salad. But she was chicken. I have three younger sisters, right? But this was his older sister, and she was one of these women that was like 5'9" in third grade, and then was 5'9" when she died. You know, I mean, she like sprouted up, and she's a big, thick girl. And my dad used to tell stories about how she was the block bully. Yeah. It was like, you know, everybody have a bully on your block or a bully in your neighborhood or whatever. She was the bully.
It's usually a guy.
That's what I'm saying. But she was so big, so quick that like all the guys in the street were scared, and she would like protect my dad and his younger brothers as they walked to school. She was the one, like, you know, making sure that they didn't get beat up.
So how old was your aunt when she died?
She was 73.
Oh, my. Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she passed away Saturday. R.I.P. Pat Ludlow.
All right, so was this unexpected?
And she listened to this show.
Was it unexpected? Or was she sick?
She was sick. Yeah, she was sick. She was in a nursing home. She went to the hospital, and she didn't want to go home.
That's 10 to 15 years too young.
Right. But, you know, but her daughters, who are my cousins, they're a couple years older than me, were, you know, in tears and everything yesterday. And I started telling them these stories that I remember about her, and I had them laughing. So,
that's good.
You know, it's the only way I deal with
death.
It's the laughter.
It's the best way to do it.
Yep.
It just is. All right. Well, Pat's listening right now. Thank you, Pat, for all the years that you listened, and good stories, apparently, that many we haven't heard. We've only heard one. I'm sure there are more. Anything else?
Berkshire? That's it.
Dan, anything?
No, I got nothing.
Before we close it, though, nobody got anything for Christmas? Dan, you're not... No, hold on, Dan.
I got this shirt.
No, hold on. Huh? I know what you're doing.
What?
You're masking the pain. You told me on the phone this morning.
Yeah.
You were all fired up for Christmas, thinking something big, this year's going to be something big, and then your own dad.
Yeah.
You open the gift from him, and I understand how it hurts. Let me tell it for you?
If you want.
Dan told me this morning... I could hear it in his voice when he answered the phone. I said, "What's wrong?" I just immediately, first thing I said, "What's wrong?
What's wrong?"
And, "Oh, nothing." And then he told me, he opened the gift from his dad, a shirt.
Well, kind of a sweater, I guess.
Oh, a sweater.
Yeah.
But I could hear it in the voice. It hurt.
Yeah. It was a hurtful thing.
What'd you say to your dad? "Oh, thanks. I've always wanted a sweater."
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
That's the way to go. That's the thing to do. That's
it has
how you
buttons
handle it.
On it, too.
Oh, well, that's different.
I did play a practical joke on somebody on Christmas.
Yeah?
Want to hear it real quick?
Sure.
My 9-year-old...
We got nothing but time.
My 9-year-old niece they do this stupid thing in their house where they do this okay sign. This is like a thing with kids.
Oh, which, by the way, if you remember, is now unacceptable. It's a racist white... Did you know this?
What?
That's the new... What? Oh, no, that's the new racist Confederate white supremacist sign is the okay symbol.
Well, they start doing this thing in their house where if they can't, like... They'll say, hey, look at my thing. Hey, what's all over there? And if you gaze at the OK sign, you have to hit yourself twice in the back of the head.
Yeah, made
you
look.
It's a made you look game, you know. And
you hit yourself?
Yeah, you got to like if you were like, hey Tim, Tim, what color's my shirt?
You've got to do that. Like if I say, oh Frank, you dropped your keys on the floor, and I point down with my hand, and you look at my hand, then
you got to hit yourself in the head.
You looked at it
twice. Like Frank, what color's my shirt?
Dumbest, this is the dumbest thing.
It's just a 9-year-old game.
But
they take it very serious. I mean, it's like a really serious, like, competitive thing in this household.
Wow.
A 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and the mom and dad. So we chipped in. My stepfather turned 70 next March, and we chipped in, and we got him a surprise gift for his 70th birthday. We rented some cabins down in southeast Illinois that we're all going to go on a big family trek to. And so I told the 9-year-old, I said, now listen, I said, you know, we're going to give Pawpaw the surprise. I want you to read this to him in front of the entire family. And she's like, okay, thank you. So... we all stop and everybody quiet. And there's 25 people in the room, or 20 people, or wherever it was. And I give her the card. And Lee's like, I have an announcement to make. And she looks at me and I hand her the card. And she's all excited. And she gets this card and she opens it up. And I had handwritten an okay sign.
You're all on it. So she had to hit herself back in the head.
She threw it up in the air. And had to hit herself in the back of the head. And we all laughed. I said, oh, I gave you the wrong card. And then I gave her the second card.
Does your whole family play this game?
Well, we did on Christmas Eve.
What a sad state of affairs.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
Everybody's sitting around beating the crap out of themselves.
It got to the point where we had cold.
Can you imagine if they had company over, not in the family, go, why is your family all hitting themselves in the back of the head? What's going on?
They lost.
We can close the Burke segment. Yeah, the Burke segment is officially closed. So, Amanda, shoot, Dr. Doug, hit his music. He forgot all about it. Completely forgot about it. Now his feelings will be hurt. Oh, well. Would you like to sing along, Amanda? Go ahead. No, not that part.
One with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Okay, I'm sure he's heard enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, is proud to present our next segment, an abbreviated version of it. Number one for lots of reasons, two of which would be, Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and Lifetime Warranty. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Perticoff.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Amanda. How are you, sweetie?
Good. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah in the past.
You too. Hey, I was upset that I didn't get to meet my nephew's hairless rat you gave him.
Oh, well, I've got another one if you want one.
No.
AM and the PM.
Oh, yeah. I can't throw him off. So, hey, can we share with people? I talked to you this morning. You told me about you're so excited about your Christmas present because it's your first one. Can we tell them?
I should.
Why not?
I should.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't told my family yet.
Well, you haven't?
No, I've been hiding it.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that wrong?
I don't. What's the big deal? I think you should let people know not to mess with you now. This would let the public know, don't mess with Dr. Doug.
Now, just to explain, I am just a newbie, and I'm learning, okay? And I went ahead and I acquired my first armament, a pistol.
Welcome to the world of self-defense.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever be an NRA kind of guy, but I definitely see two things. I see potential value. Hopefully I won't have to ever use anything like that. But I also, as I was telling you, Frank, I really think that the gun is a beautiful piece. I guess they call it industrial art.
I mean,
some of the guns are just gorgeous.
Oh, there are some guns that are absolutely artwork. They're engraved, and they've got, like, ivory pearl handles. They're beautiful,
But even just the general design and how they work to configure these mechanical instruments and still make them look appealing is pretty amazing.
Now, be careful with it. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. you know, or anything. No. Now, we are limited a schedule here today. Dan, are these calls for Dr. Doug?
Yes.
You want to take a couple of calls, Doctor?
Sure.
Okay, let's start with GW. GW, Happy New Year. We can say that now. Happy New Year, and say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Can we go to Jim first? Because he was waiting longer, and I pressed his button. And now if I go to GW, I'm going to hang up on Jim.
All right, edit out what you just did.
Sorry.
Edit
that. Mm.
Radio edit.
Hey, well, I'd like to go to Jim if we could. Let's go to Jim first. Jim, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good, Jim.
My comment is this. My girlfriend likes to put her dog in bed with her. She likes to sleep with her dog. And I tell her that's not sanitary. It's unhygienic.
It's unhygienic?
You know, unhygienic, yes. Uh-huh. She could put the dog on the floor next to the bed, but the dog runs around outside and sniffs this, sniffs that. It's not right to put the dog in the bed. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, except I sleep with four dogs and my wife.
Yeah.
But Dr. Doug's unhygienic.
Yes, by the way, unhygienic. I actually, unfortunately, I love the contact of the dogs, and they've always been in our bed. So, but I understand your point of view. I certainly do. Just doesn't work for me. I only have pimples on my butt, though, so I guess it works okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. No, edit that out. No, hold on, Jim. Edit that. Edit that. Pimples on the butt. Edit that.
Radio.
That
Doug?
A
lot of edits today.
Get some Clearasil.
So, Jim, here's the deal, Jim. I absolutely understand, too, what you're saying, but here's the other side of that. Since the beginning of time, I mean, kids especially, and a lot of people who live alone have slept with dogs, and I don't think there's any record that it's caused, you know, people to, you know, die or get some horrible diseases or anything like that. It's gone on forever, and it's a great comfort to a lot of people. What is it that you're afraid she'll contract something, or you don't want it because of you? Is it just her with the dog, or you?
No, I don't want to get in the bed. I told her, put a dog on the other side. I don't want to lay next to her dog.
Well, you got every right to do that. Have her get in the middle, and the dog on the other side.
Yeah. And this is your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try to pretend to be in the studio next to Limey and Tim, we all know you're at home. Laying in the bedroom, you big fat lazy bastard.
Hey Jim.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Hold on. It's 4:45.
Can we take a picture?
Jim, are you nearby the studio?
Don't lie to me.
Jim. Hold on, Jim. Jim, are you near the studio? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, right around the corner.
Come over here. Come over here. Come to the studio.
Here I come. Here I come right now.
Jim, come to the front door. Right. Shut up. Listen, please. Jim, identify yourself. Come to the door. Right. We will welcome you in, and then you can sit here in front of me and tell people I'm in my bedroom at home. How about that?
All right.
Come on over.
Here I come.
Come on over. We look forward to seeing you.
Right by the window. I don't see anything.
I'm sorry?
Yep. You're at home in your bedroom. I'm standing right in front of the window. I don't see anything. So you're lying.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, we're looking out the window. You're
standing
not here.
By the
Wait,
window.
Are you at the new place?
No, he's not. He's not here. He knows
the new
he's
place.
Not here. He's not here.
Jim's delusional.
We confess, Jim, we're all in Frank's bedroom.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah.
Jim, call anytime. Call anytime. But next time you call, be prepared to back up what you're saying and to actually show up here, okay?
Hey, Jim.
All right.
I have one thing for you.
And Jim, what was it you called me again? Because I want to hear it again. Big, fat, what was it?
The B word.
Lazy bastard.
No, what did he call me? You don't want to hear from Jim. What was it,
there?
What was it, Jim? Oh, he's gone. Now, that's
Jim.
That surprises me because only a coward would do that. He didn't seem like a coward.
If you have his phone number archived, I'll look him up where he lives, and we'll send Amanda to sing outside the window.
Oh.
you know what?
That would be great.
I wonder if that's the same gin that told me I sucked.
Yes, it probably is.
I've heard his voice before.
This is a sad man.
He's called before.
Oh, yeah. He's called as Sebastian. Yeah. He's used other names. Cowards do that. They call under lots of different names.
He should have come by today. We have cookies and Chex Mix.
Oh, so, yeah, we do.
You know, he missed out.
Right here in Kirkwood, right at the corner of Manchester. And what's that other long Lockwood.
I don't really get why you would be mad if you were in your bedroom.
It's jealousy.
Oh, okay.
Jealousy. Yeah. Everybody would love to work from their bedroom.
All right.
I would like right now to be working from my bedroom. Exactly. That would be fantastic. Let's get GW in here. GW, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug Burnagoff. Hey. How are you?
What is going on today?
Good. Well, nothing's wrong. I'm good. I had such a blast listening to Amanda and Frank and directing traffic and everything going on with the music. So I thought, well, I'm going to call about something kind of silly, but it's okay. It's good.
No call is silly.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. Yeah, people think it is.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you think, what do you think about boots for dogs? Like 3 weeks ago, we had slush and snow and smuck and on. So
smuck?
What do you
think
had
smuck?
Smuck, yeah. creamy, muddy areas around the condo complex. And
well, so it's certainly a protection, and I'll tell you, for dogs that have a lot of hair between their toes and stuff, certain breeds, and they get ice on there if there's snow or if there's, and talk to you about mud, you know, it's certainly going to prevent you having to clean them up afterwards. But otherwise, if you're willing to clean the dog's feet, they're very tolerant of the cold as long as they're not left out for a long time. And the mud and smuck that you can clean off is not a big deal if you don't mind cleaning it up, smuck. Does that make sense?
That's hygienic.
Yeah, I understand. I didn't use the right word in regard to the other things on the ground.
So GW, why do you mention this? Does somebody do this and it bothers you or irritates you, or you just think it's wrong, or
what?
The boots for dogs.
The boots. No, I see them and they're available and you can buy them and they're like $60 for a pair of four, and $60 is $60. But
you know what? I make an expression. I made this up years ago, Dr. Doug, to each his own. I know women, especially, who if it's bitter cold, I mean bitter cold, and their dog is in the house all the time, their feet, just like hot asphalt, they're not used to that cold, and they'll put these little boots on. I kind of get that. But in this weather, no, I don't get it. But hey.
Well, and I'll tell you also,
that's
smooth.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's let GW, go ahead, GW.
Oh, she's got large feet. She's a bull terrier, like a general patent dog. And she has large feet and big pads, big toes, toenails. And, I just thought, well, you know, I'd ask you guys, you know, I mean, I'd ask Dr. Pernikoff, so.
Well
we use, GW, we use those also in a lot of cases where dogs get infection between their feet or they're chewing their feet too much and we're trying to get them quieted down. We'll use them kind of therapeutically to hide. But you're right. In your case, it doesn't sound like that dog really needs it. And the other thing about your breed is that dog has very short coat, so it's very easy to clean up those feet. It wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we do. We wipe them off when we bring her in on the entry rug and stuff like that. But I'm just asking. That's all.
All right.
You know, well, it was fun, and thank you very much, and AM and the PM.
Thank you, GW. Happy New Year.
And Limey and Frank and everybody, thank you very much.
Aren't you going to call me a big fat bastard like that other guy?
Well, yeah, sure.
Thank you. I feel better. Thank you, GW. Happy New Year. All right, on to Mike, and then we'll probably have to wrap it up here. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug, and AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. How can I help you?
My wife got a chia pet for Christmas. It's a long-haired chia pet. So I need to know. I tried brushing it,
Okay, you know what?
You know what?
Is this a full moon?
What is going on?
I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know.
My the tangles get all knotted up.
No, the bit's over. The bit's over. Mike, the bit's over. The bit was, hey, I got a Chia Pet. It's over. It's over.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Mike. You
happy
too.
New Year, Mike.
You too. Okay. Something's in the water.
What kind of listeners do you have?
Dr. Doug, my teddy bear corduroy lost a button in a department store. What should he do?
My teddy bear corduroy.
You never saw the children's book corduroy?
No. No.
Oh,
I don't know that.
No.
Sorry, corduroy. Everybody knows corduroy except Frank.
Wow. You know what it is? It's eggnog layover. I'm sorry. What, doctor?
I want to hear a song from Amanda before
I'll tell you what. We'll wrap it up. No, you don't want to hang on the phone and hear it. We'll wrap up, and then you listen.
Okay. I'll do one just for you, Dr. Doug, when I get off.
Oh, Amanda.
All right, doctor, we'll do this again next week. And hopefully Jim will call back and call me Big Fat Bastard again.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Got lazy.
Can we make that off?
Yes.
Big Fat
Can
Lazy.
Can you cut that off and make it a, like a...
Big Fat
Lazy
yeah, I can. Clip? Absolutely.
You need to have that as a clip of your
show.
Oh,
no, Limey has already, I'm sure, right, thought good. Of that. Doc, thank you. We'll do it again next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
I'm going to change the intro to the news. We're just minutes away from the large morning show in the afternoon with that big, fat, lazy bastard.
I'm good with that. Dr. Doug Pernikoff brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the official...
Big, fat, lazy not a, bastard.
They made me make a mistake. The preferred... Window World is the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. And people think, oh, that's Paul... You know, the guy that said, good day, Paul Harris. No, it's not.
No, that was Harvey that used to say that.
Who was it?
Harvey.
Okay, it's another Paul. All right, where are we? I don't even know where. Oh, it's song time. Now, what were we going to do?
Dan's
on to something.
What?
If he was singing Big Fat Lazy Bastards on here, but if he shortened it to BFLB is on the air.
I'm fine with any of that.
BFLB.
Are we going to do Somebody to Love?
I thought that morning show had really... weird listeners, but I think you guys
topped them.
Yeah.
This morning show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did. I think we did top them today.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to do Jackson with Dan, or do you want to do Somebody to Love, or do you want to do what was the other thing we threw in there? We had three coming up.
Somebody to Love, Jackson, or Country Roads.
Oh, Country Roads. That's a good one.
I'd like to hear Country Roads.
Well, I'm surprised. Limey actually knows this song. Yeah. And I'm surprised. Almost.
It's a big sing-along. I love this song.
West Virginia. Okay. John Denver did this song. And it's not a country song, but hey, it's not a Christmas song, but it's not Christmas anymore. But it's not too late to throw in, as we did earlier, an occasional Christmas song. So here we go. This is my daughter Amanda. That's right. Nepotism and Country Roads. John, we're waiting for the commercial there.
Yeah, just waiting. It's going to be a couple seconds.
When you use YouTube for your karaoke, here we go. All right.
Does she know the words?
Well, it's just on the screen.
There. Oh.
You should pay attention. Yeah. Country Roads. Anytime. That was the end of the commercial.
Yeah.
This is so poorly done, this show.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good.
What are we waiting for?
This is great.
It's coming up. It's there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Almost heaven.
Oh, yeah.
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Everybody,
Country Roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
No, not take me home. Country Roads, take
Country
me home.
No, you were wrong.
No, stop the music.
Yeah, excuse me. You were wrong.
Stop the music.
It's country.
Yeah,
it's
you were
wrong.
Take
me home, country road.
Yes.
Yeah, she said, she didn't say take me home. She said country road, take me home. Backwards.
Yeah, you big fat lying bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, lazy bastard.
Why?
Pick it up.
Why do you have to correct everything?
I am a dad. Pick it up. Pick it up right here.
All
right. Gather around her, miner's lady. Is that right? Stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty. You messed me up.
Okay, now we just start over.
Yeah.
We just have to start over. No,
do you
want
to, right, you've got the mouse. You're going to have to skip it back to the beginning.
Oh, this is
horrible.
Oh,
my goodness.
This
of course
is great.
It's horrible.
This is wonderful.
Who cares? Nobody's listening.
Love this song.
Well,
they're all still on vacation.
What's his name's listening?
Who?
The big fat bastard
Jim.
Guy. Yeah, Jim.
Jim's listening.
Don't call him that.
No, the one that said that.
No, but he's... Oh, you didn't mean he's the guy
oh,
that said
goodness.
It. Okay, here we
here go.
No, he's a sad, pathetic coward. Don't call him that. Here we go.
I did. Almost heaven.
Oi.
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains. Blowing like a breeze.
Country road. Take me home. To the place.
All my memories gather round her. Mine is lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, to drop in my eyes.
Country road, take me home to the place.
I said country road. I was out.
Of yes, yeah. You did it wrong.
On me.
Oh, my God.
You know what really made Jim's call cool?
Yeah.
If you've been calling from your bedroom and describing your bedroom to
the
you, as you said
is,
here.
How do we know he wasn't?
Well, we don't.
No, we don't.
Is coming
he could have been there.
If he's listening, that's my suggestion
my
for your next call.
My wife could have said, hey, Jim, why don't you call my husband and act like you think he's here. That'll really throw him off, and he won't know that you're here.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
We don't know.
Wow.
And if that happened, Jim, good for you, man. Get out your credit cards and your checkbook because she needs another pair of shoes. I'll tell you that. They always need another pair of shoes, don't they? Don't mm-hmm. they, Amanda? You
talk? Mom or me?
All of you. All women.
Mom
purse,
does,
shoes.
Yeah.
Purse, shoes. Yeah. All right, I'm going to do a little bit of business, and then before you know it, it's news time, and then the playhouse. We'll have to let you do as the last one.
Jackson
somebody.
Should probably be the last
okay,
one.
Okay, you and Dan Jackson. Yeah. We can do that.
Or it somebody is. Love. I don't care.
Women. Even daughters. Women. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today. Waited on by someone new named Ashley. They sent her over. She was at Ellisville. She's been here 3 months. I haven't had a chance to have her wait on me yet. Ashley, it's a pleasure doing business with you today at the Chesterfield Valley, which is the headquarters, not just the Chesterfield Valley location. That is the headquarters. There are over 40 locations. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It's a place to bank. It is a banking facility, even though bank is not in the name. Now, this offer is still out there. I'm guessing, I can't sit here and tell you it's over at the end of the year. That's my guess, but I don't know. But why dunce around with this? It's $100. It's an easy $100. Here's what you do. You take your car payment from another place, another banking facility, and you move it over to First Community Credit Union. And for that, they will put $100 in an account in your name. That's it. There are no strings, no red tape. You got $100 just for doing something you're going to be glad you did. And one of the reasons why, you may also end up with a lower car payment because they are famous for their low rates. And it may very well be that you ended up with a lower rate, thereby lowering your car payment. And you get the $100. And you're now a member of First Community Credit Union. And my hope is that you'll do all your banking business there. Also exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Please don't go anywhere. The Playhouse is coming up after the news. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis. And 590thefan.com. The home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Wall Street is roaring back 2 days after the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its worst Christmas Eve trading day ever. The Dow posted its largest daily point gain ever today as it surged 1,086 points. CNBC's Leslie Picker has part of the reason why.
The president's economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, told NBC News that Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell's job is safe. This is critical for the markets in this time of uncertainty.
Shares of Amazon jumped after the company reported record holiday.